The following program is brought to you in living color.
My wife and I were given a gift bottle of wine. It hung around the house for a while.
The first element in a bouquet of wine is to get your nose down into the wine glass.
He's looking at you, kid.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid or just didn't care enough to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about that adorable, squishy, round little grape. And right now it is the grape's high time, as all of us know. For those of you who have been following, this is pretty much looking at the peak of the harvest. Most places somehow, one way or the other, are picking one varietal, whether they're picking their Sauvignon Blanc, whether they're picking their Chardonnay, some are picking Cabernet, all up and down the West Coast, all up and down the East Coast, everywhere. People are scrambling to start getting their grapes in, and it's always fun to start getting the harvest reports. I've been hearing bits and pieces from here and there, and everyone's saying pretty much the same thing they said last year, difficult harvest, hoping the rains are going to hold out. But what's interesting is everyone I have spoken to, whether they're in California, whether they're in Washington, and of course to my friends in the East Coast, hats off to you after what the hurricane did to you. Everyone is talking that this is going to be a lesser harvest, that there aren't as many grapes out there to grab. So maybe all of our stories from last year talking about signs out on Highway 29, free grapes to good home, we won't have to see that this year. But as I learn more about harvest and find out more, I will certainly keep you edified and keep you on top of what's going on of all of our grape round happy little friends. Well, today I'm actually going to get back on track. I have had fun getting all of your calls and all your emails, but I have regrouped. I have gotten out of the summer doldrums and have some great ideas planned for the next few crushes. And this day is certainly one of them, because as I encourage all of you to think outside the box, it was brought to my attention by a listener who may have had one too many glasses of Chardonnay, that a lot of times I too get stuck in a box. I keep talking about Napa, or I talk about Sonoma, or I mention Italy. I don't really digress into other areas and other regions. So that was the impetus for today's show. I like for you to find new and different things. I like to be on the cutting edge of things. So today we are going to discuss primarily Lake County. Now, don't reach for your radio knobs. It's not worth turning off. There's really some very, very cool things happening out in Lake County. And to help tell you about it today, we are going to have Tracy and Mitch Hawkins. They are of Hawk and Horse Vineyards, and they are a Lake County winery that was started in 1999, so they can give us some insight into what's going on at Lake County, what it's like to start a relatively new winery in a not unheard of area, but a limited access area. And, of course, hopefully we can get them to discuss harvest. Now,
so you're finally going to branch out a little bit. No more Napa Nelly here. You're finally going to leave California for just a little bit.
Honey, Lake County is in California.
Oh, I knew. Goodness gracious.
It's just a little bit north.
You just can't get out of California.
You know, it was interesting. The listener that called in and left the message about getting outside the box also was commenting on the fact how much you needed to behave. Well, and how that you tend to get off on tangents. And that actually,
that was my mother calling again.
You had been kind of boring lately.
Yes,
you actually got called out.
That was my mother.
Yes, Kent's been a little bit dull lately. You need to pick on him or do something. Why don't you slip something into his coffee?
Oh, that's because I'm actually in here managing the show and taking care of all of the things that I have to do.
Kent,
I have responsibilities, you know.
Mint have been trying to manage me for years and years and years, and it has not proven successful for them. So your best hope is just to hold on tightly and see what happens from there.
All right.
Okay. So I can get outside the box today. I have two great wines to recommend. One I am absolutely enthralled with, and I'm going to go ahead and say to all of our loyal listeners that this one's going to be hard to find. It doesn't have a great distribution network. It is only in certain areas, but it is unquestionably the coolest package, the coolest wine I have found in probably the last 18 months. And for me to get off on a high horse and say something like that, it's astounding. I see a lot of wines. I touch a lot of wines. I assist with a lot of wines. But to find something this unique and this value-oriented, it is just outstanding. Now, let me take that last phrase back. When I say value-oriented, for what this package is offering, it's value-oriented. It is a new champagne entry into the U.S. market. Now, all of you are turning away saying, oh, God, no, she's going to talk about another champagne. I'm telling you, this is the coolest thing y'all have seen in ages. It is Beaujoie, B-E-A-U-J-O-I-E.
Is it like together, like Beaujoie?
No, it's two words.
Beaujoie.
Beaujoie. It is truly a champagne. It is predominantly made from Premier Cru grapes. For those of you who follow all of the snobby articles and the stuff that we talk about, there's Grand Cru, there's Premier Cru. There are different certain classifications that happen in Burgundy and Champagne in the region. So by being predominantly Premier Cru grapes, of course, it's going to be high quality, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. But they do two styles. They do a Brut and they do a Rosé. Now, of course, you're saying, once again, every champagne house does this. Yes, they might. But there is no other champagne house, there's no other wine house, and there's only one beer house I know that actually totally adorns the bottle in copper. It is unquestionably the neatest, most fascinating thing anybody has seen in ages. The whole concept about it is they kind of go after the knight in armor concept. And so in doing so, they have woven across both the bottles, the Brut and the Rosé, copper. And it's truly recycled copper. Once you see these bottles, I'm telling you, it's going to be the hottest thing to hit the U.S. Right now, it's available in Vegas. It's available in Florida. I'm sure it's available in New York City. It's one of these things that are going to be the premium outlet clubs. But what's interesting, and I'm not making commentary at all, it seems that sometimes when you have champagnes that have this kind of glorious package, you think, maybe they're making up for lack of something on the inside. Absolutely not. Had the pleasure of tasting the wines this weekend. It is considered, this Brut, it's what we call in the business a Brut Zero, an Ultra Brut, meaning for those of you who have the brief idea of how you make champagne, ultimately right before champagne is bottled, something called a dosage is put into it. And this dosage usually has the cane liquor, the sugar liquor in it that actually helps make the bubbles, helps make it a little bit sweeter, gives it a certain flavor profile. Well, the dosage that goes into Beaujoie Brut has absolutely no excess cane and actually no sugar in it. So what happens is you get this clean, fruity, non-sweet champagne that will just absolutely knock your socks off. Check it out. I'm going to stalk down the people who started this company and see if I can't get them on the show, because it would just be outstanding for them to talk about this package now that I have raved about it. But for those of you who are touched by the areas you can find this, Beaujoie is definitely worth checking out. So there is your white recommendation for today. Sorry, I did get off on a tangent, but it is just really the neatest package
I've seen. You must really like this.
I'm really blown away. I guess I get jaded in my business and having done this for so long, because just like we've talked about all the critter labels, and just like we went through the show and discussed all the different animals that you can find on a label, and then you can go down the wine aisles and you find all this beautiful cursive script and pictures of chateaus, and some people, it seems to fall in a rut. And a pattern. There's very few things that, unless it's some kind of screaming neon color, if you're walking down your Mega Mart aisles, it's really going to jump out at you. I mean, I remember way back when Cristal wrapped itself in that beautiful yellow, not tissue paper, but clear packaging. I thought, wow, that's neat. It really stands off the shelf. And I apologize. That was not Clicquot. That was Rotor. So there, my apology is out there. But it was a way to make it stand out. I have not seen a package like this in my, over 25 plus years in the business. So that is why I'm excited about it. Happy now?
All right.
There.
Red wine?
Aren't you happy that I'm excited about something?
I'm happy when you're happy. I really am.
Okay, you learned something at the start of the show.
But I'm dying to hear the red wine this week.
The red wine this week, once again, it goes off on an old favorite, but I had a chance to be drinking Pinot Noirs this weekend. Now, obviously, if I have gone out and spent money on these really exquisite champagnes, I'm trying to find something that's a little bit more in my budget when it comes to drinking a Pinot Noir. You know, first break in the weather, just wanted something neat, something cotton candy, something kind of fruity, something that just really, really could tie in with the mood I was in. So I think Pinot is going to be it. And when you start sitting back and looking at the shelves of your wine shop and your Mega Mart, Pinot Noir has definitely gained an attitude and appreciation and a higher price point. In fact, when you start truly studying Pinot Noirs in a wine shop, there's not that much that's under $25 a bottle. I mean, of course, there's some stuff on the bottom shelf that goes back and has the cute little critter labels on it. But think about it. You rarely find a Pinot Noir in a box. And when you do find inexpensive Pinot Noirs, they taste too much like that Welch's grape juice. So I started revisiting an old winery, like I advised everybody out there to do, revisit some wines that either you hadn't fully appreciated or maybe not tasted this certain varietal of, and I went back to Murphy Good. Now, for those of you who are loyal listeners, you will remember that Dave Reddy was on the show, and he is just he's a hoot. He is truly a character in this business. And when you stop and think about Murphy Good, you think about the actual vineyard designations they have on their wines. You have Island Block, the Fume, Sarah Block, Ellis Ranch, All In Claret, Liar's Dice, Snake Eyes. When you start naming wines after that, you know it's going to get interesting. But I had a chance to pick up their Pinot Noir. And this is a bottle of wine you should be able to find anywhere from $14 to $20. And I have to admit, I am gun-shy. When I see Pinot Noirs that come in under $18, I think it's going to have the Welch juice phenomenon going on. This one doesn't. Monterey Santa Barbara Fruit, this is their 2009 entry. You get a lot of great sage on this. You get some vanilla. And, of course, you get the traditional black cherry, but it doesn't go over the top with the cotton candy or some of the sweeter things you'd expect. So definitely your wet red wine for those of you who are looking for something value-conscious, a good Pinot Noir under $20, Murphy Good Pinot, Dave Reddy's concoction is definitely right there for you. So those are our wine recommendations this week. We have to take a small break right now, but when we return, we will continue on our trek of Lake County, and I might even be nice enough to answer a couple of emails on the air.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission can cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing. You're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Kent, are you trying to give me a subtle hint that you'd like to talk about German wines?
That is German, and it says, we love Laura Lawson. We think she's the greatest wine show host ever.
Thanks. At least you translate well. If you really want to talk about some Rieslings, we can certainly go down that path, but that's going to have to be another show.
Anything but California one day.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, actually, we could do Germany, but there's going to be a trade-off here. We can do it for Oktoberfest, but I expect you to come in.
Do I have to wear the little outfit again?
You have to wear the little outfit again with a little hat, and I want to see you up on the table doing the little Oktoberfest chicken dance.
All right, I'll think about it.
Okay.
I'll think about
it. Let us know. Hey, listeners, call and encourage Kent to actually dress up. What is that called, anyway?
I don't know.
Lederhosen?
I don't know.
Lederhosen, I
Lederhosen?
Think. Lederhosen? I think that's it. Oh. Hey, listeners, call in. Encourage Kent to put his lederhosen on and get up on the table and do chicken dance. If enough of you call in, I will video it and I'll put it up on the Crush. 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, of course, I started the show out discussing Lake County wine, but I will say this. It all stemmed from, like I said, the phone call I got, but also an email. And this email was from Karen. And Karen writes, having done Napa and Sonoma to death, we were hoping to do a harvest holiday. I remembered you mentioning Shannon Ridge Wineries. Where was it again? I think you had said Lake County. And what else is up there? From what I am seeing, there's nothing else around it. Lake County, to me, is going to be the next cool wine destination for people who are looking to travel or get away and to go back to the roots of what Napa, what Sonoma, what Southern California was when you're looking for adventure. This area is absolutely beautiful. Lake County is surrounding Clear Lake, and I think that's the largest freshwater lake in California. So, of course, it's already going to have beautiful vistas. And anytime you have a lake that large and mountains, of course, you're going to get a whole bunch of little microclimates. And I think that's why Lake County had such a problem. They've been growing grapes up in Lake County since the 1880s. But ultimately, there were a lot of problems. There were some inconsistencies with the grapes. Because of the actual terrain and because of the lack of infrastructure, even if you could find the perfect place to grow grapes, you could not necessarily produce them, harvest them, or get them to town. So ultimately, when you started looking at the soils and everything they tried to do with that, it just wasn't financially viable to create great wineries up there and have them sustain themselves. It wasn't until like around the 1960s that people started taking a serious look again at all the different microclimates and realizing how diverse the area was and what could be best made of it. And of course, in 1990s is really when we saw the boom. A lot of people will argue different standards on this. They'll say that people went to Lake County because they didn't have a choice. Land was too expensive in Napa and Sonoma. I think if you sit back and we'll definitely have to ask the Hawkins about this. But ultimately, land itself may be less expensive per acre out in Lake County. But by the time you actually get around to putting the product in, getting the facilities up, and dealing with some really rugged terrain and climates and everything else, I'm not so sure if that price is actually as viable as people think it is. So what's interesting is for ages, when you thought of Lake County, you thought of Guanac Valley. And of course, Guanac was the first AVA up there, Arroyo Seco and those areas. And of course, the Lady Guanac definitely made it famous. But since then, there are five regional AVAs up there that a lot of people don't know about. There's Benmore Valley, Clear Lake, High Valley, and Red Hills Lake County AVA. And these are all very unique and very different. And it doesn't matter what type of varietal or what type of style you like in wine. I had the opportunity to sit down and do a whole Lake County winery winemaking experience and tasting. And whether you like the big, flashy, we're going to drop a bomb in the glass in front of you Cabernets, or if you like the soft, silky Pinots that you could get out of Oregon, or whether you wanted Syrahs that reminded you of Southern Rhone, this county had everything. And I have to admit, I fell in love 18 times over before I got done with the whole tasting. So this is what I'm encouraging you to do. Definitely check out what's going on in Lake County, because there's no way that this is not going to be probably the start of something outstanding. You figure maybe 5 years ago, there were six wineries out there. And right now, we're looking at, what, probably over 25 different wineries at least being out there in Lake County. And so in doing that, it has definitely expanded. People are definitely seeing the value in it. You figure Jess Jackson's buying up there. The Gallows are buying up there. Of course, our buddy Clay Shannon is still alive and well and doing some amazing things out there. We talked about the Vigilance before. And, of course, we've got Tracy and Mitch Hawkins that are out there. But you have Wildhurst, Steele, Rosa D'Ora, Brassfield, High Valley, Shannon Ridge, Noggle, Langtree Estate. So, yes, it is definitely worth taking a hard look at. And actually, we're going to have to take a quick break right here. But when we return, we're going to have Tracy and Mitch Hawkins from Hawk and Horse Vineyards talk to us exactly about what's going on at Lake County, about how they're getting through the terrain, and of course, what's interesting about starting a winery. You figure that 1999, think about where the economy was, think about what was going on back then, and it's going to be fun to find out exactly what possessed them to open this winery. So hang around. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we will have an expert on our new favorite area come talk to us.
Heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower an elephant. What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Well, you've heard me ramble on enough about what's going on up in Lake County, so now it's about time to hear from some experts. Right now, we are fortunate enough, we have Tracy and Mitch Hawkins from Hawk and Horse Vineyards joining us today. Tracy and Mitch, are you with us?
We're here.
Hey, Laura.
Outstanding. It's always fun to snag 2 people from a winery and have them on air at the same time.
Fantastic. Glad to be here. Just hopped off a tractor and grabbed the phone.
That's what we like to hear. And that's what we're talking about, being the epitome of what's going on in Lake County. So to get you up to speed, what we've done, of course, we all want to hear about Hawk and Horse Vineyards. We want to hear about what you're doing with your winery. But of course, we want to hear about what all is going on in Lake County. We want to know why people should come there, the exciting things that have changed in the last 30 years. So let's start with the logical thing. How do I have both Tracy and Mitch Hawkins on the air, in the sense that what made y'all decide to open a winery and why'd you go to Lake County?
You know, it was really my stepdad, David Boyes, who was looking for a property in California where he could one day grow grapes. And we looked all over the entire North Coast region, and we found this fabulous 900-acre ranch that had beautiful red volcanic soil sprinkled with Lake County diamonds from volcanic activity.
Oh, wow.
And on-site natural water. We've got 3 small lakes on the property and a number of springs that feed the vineyard when we need to water. So what more could we ask for? We opened our mind and hearts to the entire North Coast region as a whole instead of separating by county, and I don't think we could have found anything more beautiful anywhere.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds outstanding. And for our listeners to try and to put in perspective, 900 acres is a very large property to manage. There are very few wineries that deal with something that size. So, of course,
it
this
is.
It's a major undertaking. Now, I think I read somewhere that you only had 18 acres presently planted to grapes, or is that a misnomer?
That's exactly correct. And with 18 acres, I could do all the farming myself with a small crew. We could have our hands in every vine. Now, we also raise our own Highlander cattle, which is organic beef. We raise quarter horses and American saddlebred horses and have black bass fishing ponds as well as many other vast opportunities.
See, that's what I enjoy about speaking with people from Lake County. I mean, everyone in Sonoma, you know, they'll still go back and they say we're truly farmers, but really all they do is plant their own grapes and occasionally raise chickens. When you talk to people up in Lake County, y'all take the farming thing seriously, whether it's Clay Shannon, whether it's you, whether it's running from bears, y'all definitely have it covered. It is truly functioning farmland up there.
That's really true. You know, we say it's still cowboy country. In fact, we talk about our wine as being American cowboy grown. We like to intern local cowboys and young men and women who want to learn about the wine industry. Last summer, we had a couple of kids who were on summer break from college where they were attending with rodeo scholarships.
Oh, wow.
So, it is really old world American West out there, and we love it.
Outstanding. Now, what are both of your backgrounds that you decided? I mean, obviously, you mentioned your stepfather was looking for land, but were both of you brought up in the wine business? Or are you brought up in farming? What possessed you to join the insanity of winemaking?
I'll take that one. I'm a farm boy, and I grew up in the East Bay, right? Walnuts, almonds, peaches, pears.
So you were nuts to begin with.
Exactly.
I got it.
I knew how to drive a tractor and eat a lot of dirt. And went back to school for grape growing, took all the viticulture, a lot of great education in this area. Fell in love with Tracy, and she was, I'll let her take that one.
Well, I was already in wine marketing for another winery in Sonoma County, and my family had had the ranch for many years, and no one had really acted on the vineyard project idea. So Mitch and I put together a prospectus, and we brought this project to fruition. We've done really well with our wine. The careful attention to detail that we give each vine has brought us international gold medals on each release of our wine so far.
Which is really cool. You two are actually a dream team when it comes to starting a winery. We hear stories from people, once again, not necessarily in your county, that just decide, oh, we thought it would be fun and we're passionate about what we drink, which I respect immensely. But until you've actually spent at any given time more than 3 hours on a tractor on a weekly basis, you don't have an appreciation for what you're getting into. On the flip,
oh boy, and then some. When we drove up, it wasn't a vineyard, and we changed the name and put an open sign. It was nothing but poison oak, and there was nothing but work ahead for us. So it was a dream that we brought to fruition.
And Tracy, with your marketing background, hey, they'll talk about the wolves and the bears up in Lake County, but let's face facts, some of the biggest actually wild animals you can find when it's coming to marketing wine. So you already had your feet wet there.
I did. And, you know, I really enjoy that. We have a beautiful property, and Lake County has got such an amazing history and story to tell. I find people really enjoy coming out, and it's amazing how different it is from anything else. Just 2 hours and maybe a few minutes from San Francisco, and you are in cowboy country. You know, horses, cows, like you said, the bears and the animals are there too, but they tend to stay up in the backwoods portion of our property anyway. But it's really fun to come out to Lake County and see how different things are. And there still is that feeling of you walk in and you meet the grower, the owner, the winemaker in person, and they're pouring your wine.
That is invaluable, I think, to starting not necessarily a fledgling winery, but even in y'all's case, fledgling AVAs and regions and getting people involved. When I come out to the West Coast, I love going up to Lake County because they don't like to let you go in a good way. Oh, come stay here. We'll do this. We'll do a fish fry. We'll hang out. By the time you are done with the wineries up there, you actually do feel like family. You feel like you are part of the dirt, the prosperity of everything, the blood, sweat, and tears that go in. And I think too often people get glossed over on the marketing side or glossed over in the tasting room. And I think why this is invaluable to our listeners who are looking to truly learn about wine from the ground up. You're not going to find it in an Atlas. You're not going to find it through Hugh Johnson. You're going to find it by visiting regions like this where they love seeing people and are willing to come off the tractor and walk you through everything that's being done.
It's really true. I mean, I think there is a lot of glamour and mystique about wine and wine growing, but a lot of that does come from the ground up, and it seems like it's been said a lot that we grow our wine from the ground up, but it's really true, particularly in Lake County, I think. There is still that attention to detail, and I had one of the nicest compliments this summer from some people who came through who had recently traveled through France and had done Parker's top recommendations of French wineries, and they said that the most quaint wineries where they had the best wine, they walked up and it was the family that owned it, operated, and grew the grapes, and that we reminded them so much of that. So in that sense, maybe only we're a lot like France, that we're still there. We're the family that grows and operates and maintains everything and brings the wine from earth to bottle.
Well, it does. It makes a definitive difference. I'll say this. I'm really looking forward to trying wines when I walk up and see there's still a stable on the property where we know what's going to happen to the byproducts and where it goes. So exactly. It doesn't have to be hauled in. So you know that there's some continuity there.
Definitely.
All right. Well, of course, we've got to ask, where does the name of the winery come from? Where does Hawk and Horse Vineyards? Thank God, it's funny. We have had some shows where we have made fun of critter wines. For our listeners, this does not qualify as a critter wine. It doesn't have a koala or some little possum or something with big eyes on the front of it. I mean, this is truly a legitimate name. And actually, if y'all don't mind, can you hang on for a few seconds? We have to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll get to explaining where the name Hawk and Horse came from.
We'll be here.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will get to the bottom of the history of the Hawk and the Horse.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Mozartoasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Loss, and right now we are having the opportunity to interview both Tracy and Mitch Hawkins of the Hawk and Horse Vineyards. Tracy and Mitch, are you still with us?
We are.
Outstanding. Well, before we were so rudely interrupted by our commercial break, we were all getting ready to hear how Hawk and Horse Vineyards got their name and what the background is on that. Which one of you brave souls wants to take that one?
I'll take that one, Mitch. You know, when we bought the property, it had formerly been, in the late 60s, early 70s, a horse breeding facility. There's a lot of history to our ranch. So obviously the horses were part of the history of the ranch, and we wanted to play that into the name. We also have so much nature, beautiful red-tailed hawks that soar over our mountain vineyard up at 2,200 feet elevation. So we were talking about it one day, and our then 10-year-old daughter said, "Hey, what about Hawk and Horse Vineyards?" And boy, she tagged it, and we just loved it.
Smart girl already. Got
absolutely.
It all figured out.
So Hawk and Horse Vineyards really speaks to the history and the wild nature of our property.
Well, it does make sense. I always wondered if it had something to do with the last name being Hawkins.
That worked out okay too, didn't it?
Yes, it's amazing how those things tend to flow together all the way through.
Isn't it?
You know, and just for my own edification, I realize this is a little off topic. We'll talk to some people occasionally, and they talk about birds and starlings and yellow jackets being a menace to the vineyards. Do hawks eat grapes?
Hawks don't. Hawks are a beneficial.
Okay, I did not. I figured they ate voles and mice, but I didn't know if they were coming after your grapes as well.
They eat the gophers during the day, and we have beautiful hawk perches for them out in the vineyard, and the owls come out and eat the gophers during the night. So they are my co-workers.
Oh, you got a great balance going on then.
Absolutely. And in fact, our ground cover attracts the beneficial insects. We have French prune trees that attract the anigris wasps that eats insects, and we got the full circle going.
So you have it all together. You are truly self-sustaining when it comes to that. Now, question, let's talk about the actual wines. Yes, this is a wine show. At some point, we should bring up your production. You are doing strictly Cabernet release right now, correct?
We are a Cabernet Sauvignon. We have a couple of other Bordeaux varietals. We picked our first vintage of that last year. So we have a little Cabernet Franc and a little Petit Verdot also.
Now, what made you lean toward these three varietals? What made you go Bordeaux up there?
I'll take that. A couple of things. I love Cabernet Sauvignon.
Hey, and liking what you drink and liking what you make does certainly help.
Very much so. But you really let the soil and the climate and, if I may, terroir dictate what you grow. So we did a lot of research, soil analysis, chemical analysis of the water. We had out here in California, we have the UC Davis Agricultural Extension Services. They send farmers and scientists out to your property. And so it was a long process of finding out what the perfect match was for this site. Bordeaux was the perfect match, so we couldn't resist.
That's something we had discussed earlier in the show before you got on there, that in the past, that was one of the problems it seemed with Lake County, is that people got out there and said it was California. They should be able to plant whatever they wanted, wherever they want. And there's just so many different microclimates and so many soil types that I think it's outstanding that you can come out from moment one and know exactly what you want to plant and what's going to be the best suited out there.
I think that's really important in the planning phase. And Lake County has, I think, two really specific strengths in wine growing. One is Sauvignon Blanc down in the lower marshy lands. Sauvignon Blanc does beautifully there.
Yes, ask your neighbors, the Gonnox. They certainly have it down.
Absolutely. Oh, a number of great Sauvignon Blanc wineries there. But where we're located in the Red Hills AVA, in the high elevations with that red volcanic soil sprinkled with Lake County diamonds, we are beautifully suited to the deep red Bordeaux varietals. And you'll see a lot of good names coming out of the area, I think, in the future as well. But we're also known for selling fruit to Napa and Sonoma County wineries to help their blends.
Well, that's, I think, what most people know Lake County as. You know, see it occasionally on labels from elsewhere. But what you're doing there at your vineyards, are y'all bottling everything you produce or are y'all selling stuff off still?
Absolutely. We stopped selling wine in 2007. We were trucking it up to...
You mean fruit.
Selling fruit in 2007.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We're selling wine
all
the time.
We all follow that. We're good.
Thank you. Everything we grow, we put into the bottle.
Now, doing the Bordeaux varietals, doing Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Petit Verdot already, are there any plans to do Malbec or Merlot?
Not at this time.
So y'all, it's great. I personally, my favorite Cabernets are the ones that leave out any kind of Merlot and Malbec. It's something about the heatiness of Cabernet Franc and the violets and the perfuminess of that that really, really cut through.
You know, you said it. I love the violets and the perfuminess. Our Cabernet Sauvignon, for some reason, always has a wild roses aroma, deeply scented, beautiful wine. I must admit that we have blended a Merlot into our 2007, and it was very small percentage. I believe it was 2%. We bought that from somebody who grows beautiful wine in another mountain vineyard in Napa County. So sometimes a small amount in the blend just hits it perfectly, but each vintage is different. We've bottled 100% Cabernet in the past. We're thinking more towards doing a Meritage, which would be a Bordeaux blend, when the rest of our Bordeaux varietal comes online fully.
Outstanding. And see, that's where it comes to the miracle of your winemaker. And this is where, you know, a lot of people say that, oh, our wine is going to be dictated by the dirt and whatever Mother Nature gives us. And I do appreciate that, and I understand not manipulating. But when you truly have a good winemaker who understands the terroir, understands the surroundings, and knows that even though Cabernet might be exceptional, it's going to benefit from some kind of other great characteristics that a Merlot or a Syrah or Cabernet Franc can give, you're very fortunate to have that.
You said that. My wife's got the gift. I'm married well.
Mitch, I'm going to give you credit. You obviously do, too, because you know how to keep a woman happy. I do like that and appreciate that. If Kent would take notes, I'd be much happier around here.
I appreciate that. Actually, I make all the wine in the vineyard. We got those thick skins, high elevation, very little juice, and the complexity is just out of sight.
Well, I have enjoyed very much having both of you on the show today. Of course, the link to your website will be on ours. But for our listeners, real quick, before I have to say goodbye, where can they find out more about your wines?
www.hawkandhorsevineyards.com or call my beautiful wife at 707-942-4600.
I absolutely love it. Well, Tracy and Mitch, thank you very much for being part of The Crush, and hopefully we will have you back on the show sometime soon and we can hear about all the new wines coming online.
Thanks for having us, Laura. Come see us.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we'll do our recap, touch a little bit more on Lake County, and let you know what you can expect from the future Crushes.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe and responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood.
concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
This is the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. A special crush thank you going out to Tracy and Mitch Hawkins of Hawken Horse Vineyards. It's great to have one. I always love it when you have a team on the air because they get to answer questions from different perspectives.
They were the nicest people. They really were.
Well, here's something that astounded me, and I want you to check your memory banks. I cannot remember anybody ever giving out a phone number on the crush. We'll give out websites. I've had people give out email, but I can't say anybody has ever said, hey, call us, come see us.
Call us, we'll talk about it, sure.
And I think that epitomizes to me why I think everybody needs to keep an eye on Lake County. It goes back to the fact that even though it's rustic and no, you can't bar hop like you do in Napa or Sonoma, it has so much adventure and so many neat things to offer. Once again, a range of AVAs, a range of different regions. Something we didn't even really get a chance to talk on was all the different elevations. You have so many mountains and so much potential for great extracted mountain fruit up in this region that it's going to be so cool to see what's happening in 15 years. I mean, if you think about where Spring, Howell, Mountains were, 25, 30 years ago. They didn't even have necessarily everything clear cut and able to put vines on it. Imagine where Lake County is going to be 25 to 30 years from now. So one, it's great people. It's truly farmland. And that's something I am not insulting my friends that are in Napa and Sonoma, but I've hit the point in my wine adventure, in my wine timeline, that to me, I like to be able to put on a pair of blue jeans, a pair of cowboy boots, a sweater, and to be able to go and have a winery experience that doesn't involve just a tasting room or doesn't involve a cellar. I want to be able to get in the vines. I want to be able to get in the dirt. I want to put my hands in it to get a little bit dirty and to understand exactly where what I'm drinking came from. And I think that's one of the most invaluable experiences if you're learning about wine or interested that you can do. Here at The Crush, as always, we are reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.